Friends, one of the most beloved portions in the precious Word of God is John's Gospel and chapter number 14. The Son of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is soon to go to the cross, and he has indicated to the disciples that he's going to depart from them for a season, he's going to leave them, and he also has indicated that the Son of Man must suffer, and he knows their hearts. And without them having to express the worry and the fear and the anxiety within their hearts and souls, the Lord instinctively knew, because he knows all things. He knows all about you. He knows where you are today. He knows what you are today. He knows who you are today. And he knows how you are today. Even without you having to utter a word, the Lord knows our hearts. And so in John 14, verse number 1, the Savior says to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." And he encourages them to put their faith and their trust completely in him as their Savior, as their Lord, as their Master, and as their friend. And then in order to alleviate their fears, he speaks to them concerning some wonderful things. "Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you." And of course the Savior there was speaking about heaven. He was going to heaven, and he was going to prepare a place for his disciples. First of all, he would go to the cross and deal with their sins. And then he would enter into heaven itself to appear in the presence of God for us. The Father's house is a reference to heaven. Because in Matthew 6, the Savior taught us to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven." And so one means of alleviating our fears is to cause us to think about heaven. "I go to prepare a place for you." And then furthermore, the Lord said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." And there he gives them further comfort and assurance by speaking to them about his second coming, going to prepare a place for them, going to the cross, then ascending up into glory, but then coming back again. And that's referred to in the Bible as the blessed hope of the church. Every Christian has a sure and certain hope, a blessed hope, that this Savior who came the first time will come again the second time without sin unto salvation. And whenever he comes again the second time, the Bible says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Paul said, as he wrote those words in 1 Thessalonians, "Comfort one another with these words." So the coming again of Christ is a great comfort to his people. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And he assures them that his departure from them to go to the cross, to ascend up into glory, is only temporary. There will come a day whenever they will be physically reunited with the Lord together. There'll be a great reunion. And I'm looking forward, friends, to that day whenever I will see the Savior face to face, whenever he will come again and receive me unto himself and take me into the Father's house. And I trust today that you have that assurance. Thomas was filled with doubts. "Lord, how can I know the way? How can I be sure? How can I be certain?" And the Savior said, "I am the way." That's how you can be saved. "I am the truth." That's how you can know that you're saved. "I am the life." And that's how you can enjoy God's salvation. Maybe you're troubled today, anxious and afraid. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. You believe in God. Believe also in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Give your life to him. If you're a believer, reaffirm your faith. Get into the Word of God and claim those great promises. Meditate upon heaven. Think about what the Lord's prepared for us. Think about his coming again. Think about the prospect of being with him forever. What a comfort these words are to us. May God bless you today, friend, and thank you for joining us. God bless you. See you again next time.